Welcome to another episode of Beyond Sermons, where we see Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. Today, we're going to continue taking a look at the Old Testament. We're going to look at some of the highlights of the 39 books of the Old Testament. Today, we're going to take a look at the book of Psalms and work our way up through the book of Song of Solomon. Next, we get to the book of Psalms. Psalms is 150 chapters of lots of poetry, a lot of songs. A lot of the books were written by David, who was a musician himself. He played the harp, I believe. So he was a warrior, but he was also a musician as well, too. He had a tough side, but he also had a soft side. And the book of Psalms really gets into a lot of the songs that expresses the praise and the worship in his heart for the Lord, but also some of the anguish as well, too. Each Psalms could stand by itself, and each Psalms can inspire a worship session or can comfort a downtrodden heart when it comes to an up and down relationship that we sometimes experience with the Lord. Next, we have the book of Proverbs. It's a book of wise sayings. It's about 31 chapters long. It's written in such a way that each verse can be its own thought. So there are a number of different chapters in the book. I'll just highlight Proverbs 31. This is a book for the ladies to use as a model for what a good woman should be. This chapter was written from the perspective of a mother giving advice to her royal son, a prince, and giving him advice on how to basically discern a good woman who become his wife. And it goes through a lot of the details of what a good woman will do and her attitude as well. Prior to Proverbs 31 is Proverbs 30. This is where we have the words of Agur, son of Jake. And this is a proverb that talks about, well, it's a prayer to the Lord. And it's just a really good model of a lot of the prayers that we should have today, as well as some of the things that we should be aware of today as well. Ironically, the book of Proverbs, in particular, chapter 30, has played a couple of significant roles in my life. Please read Proverbs 30 for yourself. And then, of course, once you're done with that, read the rest of the book as well, too, please. Next is the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is another book of wisdom from the perspective of Solomon, once again. And in this book, there's a number of things that are highlighted. I mean, I'm just going to go over a few of them. All right, 17 of them. But very quickly, though. So Ecclesiastes, we learn about vanity of life, how we prioritize earthly ambitions over God. We learn about the grief of wisdom. Basically, the wiser we get, the more we understand how broken we truly are, as well as the world around us. The vanity of pleasure. This is when we try to live life to the fullest, but without God. And we learn about the end of the fool as well as the wise. This is the predicted end of those who know God and those that don't. Seems a little apocalyptic. Everything has its times. This is where we learn about how we can expect diverse seasons and respond with godly wisdom. We also learn about the God-given task. This is where we enjoy the fruit of our labor, but don't forget to honor God. Next, we learn about injustice, how it seems to prevail. This is an expression of frustration with persistent wickedness. We learn about the vanity of selfish toil. This is the pitfalls of keeping up with the Joneses. We also learn about popularity, how it passes away. You know, the 15 minutes of fame, how that can only last for so long. We learn about vanity of gain and honor. This is when chasing earthly possessions and even honor from authority will not save your soul. It's futile. We also learn about wealth is not the goal of life. How the mind can be entrapped due to wealth. Ecclesiastes talk about this. This is also written by a king or a man who had a tremendous amount of wealth. We also learn the value of practical wisdom. You know, knowing wisdom is one thing, but practicing wisdom is another thing. Then we go on and we learn about how we should obey authority for God's sake. And it's godly wisdom to obey authority as a testimony of God's goodness. We also learn that death comes to all. Well, we probably knew that already, but basically, we learn not to worship life, but to worship God instead. Then we have the nature of wisdom and folly. This is the effects and fruits of wisdom and folly. It goes into a little bit more details on that. Then we have the value of diligence. This is when the little things we do consistently matters and perhaps adds up to greatness. And then finally, seek God early in life. This is where we should build a strong, or it's advised that we should build a strong relationship with God early in life before responsibilities and priorities creep in. And I would even add education on that as well too. Then we move on to the book of Song of Solomon. This is another love story. This is a good book to read when it comes time to courtship instead of dating. Courting instead. So this is the episode. You have about four chapters or so, and this is the episodes of love between Solomon and the Shulamite girl. It starts off with courtship, and then we learn about the wedding day. We also learn about and read about the reluctance and the romance, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the intimacy between a man and a woman in a marital setting. And then finally, we learn about the permanence and the purity of marriage as well, too. A great model for marriage, as well as the steps leading to marriage. But that being said, this concludes another episode of Beyond Sermons, where we see Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. If you are blessed by this podcast, please visit beyondsermons.com to rate, subscribe on the platform of your choice. So be blessed to be a blessing.